From 3.9% to 4%, when most economists had predicted another drop. It's a blow to hopes the Bank of England could soon start cutting interest, but Chancellor Jeremy Hunt insists his plan's working.
Inflation never falls in a straight line. We can see from the rest of the world it's gone up in France, the United States and the Eurozone. But here in the UK it was 11.1% when Rishi Sunak became Prime Minister. It's more than halved.
The pressure's mounting on Rishi Sunak as his flagship Rwanda bill is debated in the Commons again later. Yesterday, 60 politicians from his own party rebelled by voting for changes to toughen up his legislation. Wizz Air passengers who initially had refund claims rejected have now been paid £1.2 million. The carrier is said to be bringing in an automated refund process. Undercover police are wearing luxury watches as bait to catch criminals. The sting operation comes after several celebrities were victims of jewellery theft. Former England women international Eni Aluko says she's left the country due to the endless abuse online. She and fellow ITV pundit Lucy Ward have been criticised by ex-Premier League player Joey Barton, who says they've only been hired for diversity and inclusion quotas. Aluko says she's been genuinely scared this week in a video on Instagram.
I didn't leave my house until Friday and I'm now abroad. It's really important to say that online abuse has a direct impact on your safety, how safe you feel in real life.
And Saracens hooker Jamie George has been confirmed as England captain ahead of their Rugby Union Six Nations campaign. Head coach Steve Borthwick's named seven uncapped players in his 36-man squad. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. 3 degrees, light cloud and a gentle breeze. So a bit overcast now in Brentwood. It's not as sunny as it was yesterday. Going down overnight to -4, -5, so make sure you're wrapped up nice and warm in bed. But it is a cold day and you will need your scarf, hat and gloves if you're going out.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow. You've got me for the next 3 hours. And I'm feeling bushy-tailed. Is that right? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed this morning. It is pretty cold out there, but we're going to keep you nice and warm in your ears with me for the next couple of hours. Now, yesterday, you know I always start off talking about food. Well, yesterday when I got home, I went to the farm shop, okay, and I thought to myself, I'm going to try something vegan because I've been watching quite a lot on TikTok because I've liked a few videos. What tends to happen is that you get more and more videos of content that you like. So I've got a lot of vegan stuff coming up. And I saw one dish and I thought to myself, actually, that looks really warming and really nice, you know. And I am trying to cut down on the amount of meat that I buy because it is, you know what it's like, it's really expensive. And anyway, this is a good, tasty, really quite cheap lunch I'd say lunch or breakfast, actually. So what it was, I bought now, the pot of harissa paste is a little bit expensive. I think that was £3.95, but that will do probably till the end of the year. You don't, because you only need like a teaspoon or maybe a tablespoon. So the harissa paste will last for ages. So I've not even used a quarter of the jar. So that's good. And you can buy it cheaper. I bought it in the farm shop, so it's a bit more expensive. But what I did, I kind of followed it roughly. I got it a little bit wrong because I bought bolotti beans instead of what they call chickpeas. But that was fine. I tasted one of them. It had nothing on it. It's just a bolotti bean. And I was like, anyway. So what I did is I cut up some cauliflower and some yellow pepper and some butternut squash and some mushrooms and a head of garlic, all in, chopped that up, didn't squeeze it, just chopped it in half, covered it with olive oil, salt and pepper, and then mixed in some harissa paste. Then I baked it in the oven on about 200 degrees for about 45 minutes, and everything went all sticky and soft and lovely and just gooey. So I squeezed out the garlic, I got a pita bread, warmed that up, and then opened the pita bread, put in a little bit of hummus, and then some a tiny bit of natural yogurt. That would be the thing that isn't vegan in this. A little bit of natural yogurt, and then whacked in. I chopped up like the veggies together, put them inside the pita bread with some fresh chilies. Oh my God, it was amazing. And they're right, the mushrooms take on like a meaty texture, but I loved it so much that I ate another one. So probably the calories, I don't know, it's probably the you know, I shouldn't have had two lots, but it's delicious, and I'm going to have it for lunch today. But the thing is, I made enough that I've got actually enough for probably five pita breads with that, and I've only used up half the vegetables, so I'm going to probably make some soup with the other lot. But I just thought to myself, it's not bad, is it? Because that's like four lunches and probably like two dinners out of buying veggies. So I was quite excited with myself. But the bolotti beans, they did come out a bit like that. A bit tasting. But actually mixed in with harissa. Harissa paste, it's kind of a little bit spicy, fragrant. I don't know how you describe it, really. I like it. It's lovely. It's not curry. And it's not Thai, it's kind of somewhere in the middle of those flavours, but quite subtle. It's lovely, actually. So I enjoyed that, so I made that yesterday. Somebody's wishing me Happy New Year. thanks for the mic arm. Looks fab, I did say. Thank you very much to Tony Smith, who put in a brand new microphone arm. It looks beautiful. It does look really splendid, actually. Very nice. Thank you, Tony. He's just, yeah. I'm not sure, let's have a look on the schedule today. Oh, yes, Scott Ross is covering today because Bob is not feeling too good. So wishing Bob lots of love and hopefully he gets better. So you've got 3 days of Scott Ross this week. But don't worry about that. Nobody's my friend. If you go and check out my socials, I posted up a video from, not a video, a little chat that we had yesterday. I'm still laughing about it. I do love the boys. They're so, you know, I get on well with everybody. And we do have a really good laugh here and camaraderie between the presenters. And it's always good when, you know, even our presenters have gone off to work on Virgin, on breakfast shows, on BBC Essex. You know, it's great. It's always good. We always wish it was us that had done that, but anyway. I don't know what radio station I'm on. You know, the thing is, we're lucky here on Phoenix because there is no producer. There's just us, you might have gathered. So we're really lucky that we can keep, you know, doing stuff on our shows, the guests that we book in. And we're lucky we've got, we're a little bit free, you know. Whereas if you're on a major station, you've got a producer and they are the ones who tell you what to do. And if you don't do it, there's murder on the dance floor. There really is. Oh, did that tie in with my next song? Oh, look at that. What a link.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. About your so I'll have to play. You better not steal the moon.
already we have a message from Bob. As you know, Bob is not going to be in today on 1-2-3 because he's poorly, but he has done us a little speech. Here we go.
Hi, Michelle. It's Bob Simpson speaking to you from my pit of germs. I'm surrounded by an enormous pile of tissues. Yes, I've got man flu, and I didn't want to bring it in to spread it around. So, sorry I won't be in this week, but that hero of ours is manfully standing in for me today. Scott Ross. Thank you so much, Scott, for, at very short notice, standing in to present 1-2-3, of course, from 1-2-3. I'm sure I'll be back next week to resume my rightful place, but in the meantime, enjoy the music, enjoy Scott, and have fun. Have a great day. Cheers.
Oh, that's poor Bob, who's sounding very poorly. Wishing you lots, lot better, Bob, and get some anti what down your throat. I meant to say, what's that stuff? Lemsips. The amazing Ed Rome with Feel No Pain. But Ricky Finest, you can find out more about him on Spotify. Loads of albums out there with Ed, creating beautiful music. Fabulous local artist. Just coming up to 10:15. Hopefully we're going to be chatting to Natasha a little bit later. You might have seen in the news about Book Trust, which is getting children reading. So we're going to be chatting to her about her thoughts on that. That's in the news today. Coming up next is Ariana Grande with Yes and...
I don't know.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0777 609 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
With a rattlesnake just coming up to 10:28 on Phoenix FM. There we go. I was going to have a look in the let's have a look in the papers. Should we look at? Well, I don't know if the Daily Mail is actually paper or not. There's some awful stories, just awful stories. I want something nice and cheerful. There doesn't seem to be much cheerful. What's going on with Love Island All Stars? I don't know. Is that on at the moment? Because I don't watch it. Apparently it's meant to be very good if it is on at the moment. Is that a football player who's been a bit naughty? Yes, there is. Anything else? A basic funeral price hits £4,000. Yeah, see, the thing is, I know it's not a nice thing to think about, but you do need to think about your funeral. You can actually get these packages that, so you pay for it now, or you start paying for it so much per month, and then it's done. And out the way, because a lot of people, you know, when it comes to it, if you thought, you know, something happened to somebody in your family and you went, actually, we haven't got £4,000, you know, we haven't got any money. And there's lots of things that you have to do. And it's very, you know, you will know if you've been through the experience of losing somebody. What normally takes over is you have to go through and, you know, you have to get a lot of things done over a couple of days. It keeps you very, very busy when you're in shock of losing somebody as well. And also don't think out there, if you, you know, be very careful, because if you are living with somebody, make sure that you've got your wills sorted out, because common law wife and husband, I don't think there's any rules around that. You would be stuffed. So it's always good to do a will. I did mine when I first bought my house. It does need a little bit of updating, because I've obviously got more stuff now that I wouldn't mind a few bits going to different people, you know, but there is stuff that I would like to leave to people. They probably don't want it, but anyway. But it's £4,000. Now you can obviously have a look around at some of the funeral sort of offers they have, funeral offers, but you can actually pay, can't you? And also you might want certain songs or something. I don't know. People are having photography at their funerals. They're having different kind of transport there. I think you can even go on I think there's even one for like only fours and horses, like a yellow three-wheeler. But there's all different things, you know, you can have different caskets. And it is mind-blowing, the funeral business. My sister works for one of the big magazines. She works in the funeral industry. And there's so many different things that come out. And she said they're actually, as a group of people, because they get together and they have, you know, functions throughout the years. And, you know, when they're talking about new things. And that happens quite a lot throughout the year. And all of the funeral directors in the country, or a lot of them, will get together and go along to these different, you know, different kind of evenings, weekends and things. You know, it might be exhibitions, things like that. Because it is obviously big business. You've always got people that are going to be passing away, and how, you know, and how that carries on. But she said that because they work in that industry, they do have very good sense of humour. Not when you go in. When you go into funeral directors, you know, I've always had very good experiences. They've been so kind and thoughtful, and it is, and professional, and they know how to deal with people who are grieving and that. But outside of that, you know, they, because of working in that environment, they do have good sense of humour. This is when they're out and they're kind of socialising, not when they're, you know, it must be a really hard job to do, dealing with people in grief. That must be really hard to do, you know, because you can't even probably laugh when you're in work, because somebody could be waiting in reception, and that's the last thing you want to hear if you go in somewhere. So yeah, it's a tough business to be in. But as my sister said, because they deal in death, you know, they do have really good sense of humours, and like to celebrate and do stuff when they have these exhibitions and things going on. But yeah, four grand average price. It's got here, across 46% of people leave too little money behind to cover the full cost of a funeral, with bereaved families having to fork out £1,872 to add it to. But there we go. Anyway, 10:32, let's play some music. God, I've made it really depressing now. Sorry about that.
All alone she was living in a world without an end or beginning. Baby girl was living life for the feeling. But I don't mind, I don't mind. Oh, and all the wrongs she committed, she was numb and she was so cold of it. She was young.
Capable of anything, it's riveting, but when local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Boy, tell me, can you take my breath away? Cruising down the Hartree Highway, God, just swerving lane to lane. Don't hit the brakes, cause I'm feeling so safe. I'll be your baby on a Sunday. Oh, why do we get out of town? Call me your baby on the same way. Oh, no, no, there's no slowing down. You and I, riding Harleys in Hawaii. I'm on the back, I'm holding tight. Want you to take me for a ride, ride. Salty hair, go ahead, explore the island vibe. So really you can feel it in the air. I'm revving up your engine. I'll be your baby on a Sunday. Oh, why don't we get out of town?
Why don't we get out of town?
Catch the same way. Oh, no, no, there's no slowing down.
You and I, riding Harleys in Hawaii.
FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. On to the roads we go. And now, first off, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. You've got the temporary traffic lights on the A1023. That's near Wilson's Corner, which is a little bit busy. So you've got temporary traffic signals due to electricity work. A1023 High Street, both ways at Crown Street. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside is clear. And heading up towards the M11, no issues. A12 is running very nicely and can't see any major problems there. Stock Road is fine, but there looks like there is a little bit of congestion heading down on the B1002. That's by going where Stock Lane is and Fryning Lane, so but going across that section a little bit busy. I don't know if there's roadworks there. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in about an hour. I'm always loving the JoJo Man Band. Here is his brand new track, I Was Mad Back Then.
My head and shout at passing buses, contemplate reality and how it was all worth it. Isolated in a world caught up in delusion, I was one with everything and this was my conclusion. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been through my life.
for those who pray is to not wish your life away. Knowing everything is fine, but you may also lose your mind. Maybe it's all true. Glad I've been
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
Life is hard, and so am I. You better give me something so I don't die.
see your face in my shoes. I'm young and I'm alive, I've got nothing to lose. I dream a book, a lie, a kiss, so much to resist, and then I find you. I am fire, you are water, nothing we can do. I walk into a room and light your fuse. It up with a smile, said, sing it again. I dream a book, a lie, a kiss, so much to resist, and then I find you. I am fire, you are water, nothing we can do. I walk into the room and light your fuse. Love is revolution. Something I did or something you said. Live under record, a boy or a girl in your head. When the two sevens come together, I'm gonna love you forever and ever. I am fire, you are water, nothing we can do.
That is Boy George and Culture Club with Let Somebody Love You.
Let somebody love you. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I don't know whether any gloves in the studio. Actually, my hands are pretty cold again. Just my right hand's cold, not the left one. So I don't know why that is. I've just eaten my fat-free yogurt. Yeah. I'm trying to be good. I ate all the biscuits. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't resist them. They are the most chocolatey biscuits ever invented. It's like you bite into them. There's a tiny little bit of biscuit and they're just smothered in milk chocolate. And they're so nice. So I over the last sort of 3 days, that's why I don't buy biscuits. I've eaten them. And then yesterday, after I had my very healthy lunch, later on in the afternoon, I had a more. So, do you like that noise I made? Truffling noise. Like I'm a pig searching for truffles. So I ate the biscuits and now they've gone, so I don't think I'll buy any more. So I thought I just need to have something in between now and lunchtime just to take the edge off. Do you know what I mean? A little snack clip, but without being too greedy. Because this weather is that weather where you feel like you want to have like a sausage roll or something. Although I am particularly to a sausage roll. As you know, I have 4 or 5 sausage rolls a year because I know they're a bit naughty. And sometimes, you know, the last time I had a sausage roll, which was about 2 weeks ago, remember I said, when I came back, I think I celebrated another sausage roll when I came back to the radio after Christmas. And I bit into it, and I literally started going, like I was going to throw up, because it was so meaty, it put me off. And I thought, well, I wasn't one to waste food, so I managed to swallow it, not whole, but and I just thought, oh, I feel a bit, that's made me feel a bit ill. So I had to leave it for about 30 seconds and I bit another bit and chewed it. And that still made me feel a bit sick, but I wasn't going to give up after I'd paid £2.60, I think it was, for the sausage roll. I was like, I'm going to eat this. And in fact, I prefer the one from the petrol station because it's that way. I mean, maybe it was because it had too much meat in it. Sometimes you know, the what is it, the meat to pastry ratio is slightly off. I'm sorry. This is Jennifer Lopez. If you had my sausage roll. No, if you had my love. Just laughing to myself.
How it's got to
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is